This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if it's getting worse for everybody, but I hear you. News anxiety is a real thing where sometimes you feel like you just can't watch the news. You can't look at what is happening in America. You can't watch the protests. You can't see what's going on social media. And the blatant discrimination, the blatant anti-Semitism, the blatant stupidity of you know, and it's really difficult when people you work with, friends and colleagues, are, you know, thinking or saying things that really start to rattle your faith, that people understand what the hell the situation is. So one example is the massacre that happened when Hamas entered Israel territory and the country of Israel and, invaded a peace rally at a kibbutz and killed 1,200 people and raped and murdered and all that. There are people listening to news stations or listening to people online saying it was justified, that Israel was persecuting others. I don't know of any stories of Israel raping and beheading Palestinian babies and kids, and it's the same that Hamas did to Israel. But I don't know where everybody's getting their news. And when you see this and you're like, what? You get very frustrated because you see what's happening. We are really heading into either a World War III or a civil war or just absolute mayhem. And we currently do not have somebody at the helm providing support, providing guidance, managing this country. And it's some scary, scary stuff. It's scary. And I think many of us understand that no matter what happens with this election, it is going to be a mess. That there are going to be riots no matter who wins. And it's not easy. So for those of you who turn on the news and say, I can't watch anymore, I get you. I get you. Here's the only problem. You have to be informed. I've spoken to individuals who have had no idea of some of the things that are happening. And when you do become, shall we say, complacent or unaware, things can slip by you. I can't tell you how many times somebody said, really? The Nevada legislature passed that? What? If you don't know, you can't stop it. And so when things happen, when they feel no one's watching, I can't tell you how many times somebody will text me Sunday night going, did you know this is going to be presented Monday morning? Nobody knew about it. And it's sneaky stuff that happens. And so how do you balance the being aware and knowing what's coming down and not being inundated with everything that's going on? Well, it's tricky. I will always be on the side of education in terms of you got to know. For those individuals who have gone through life thinking nobody discriminates, nobody's racist, nobody's anti-Semitic, nobody, please turn on the news. Okay, you need to be aware that not everybody thinks like you. Right? There's liberals that have got caught up in that and conservatives that have got caught up in that, where they think they're preaching to the choir and then all of a sudden there's ramifications. Doctors who spoke out about the masks or why aren't we looking at natural immunity and why are we mandating the vaccine? They got in trouble. So doctors need to be aware that certain things they say or how they feel could actually get them suspended. And so if you don't know, you can't protect yourself. And you have to be able to protect yourself. On the flip side, I watch some of these news stations and these anchors, and I'm like, okay, I don't even know what planet they're living on. What? What? And so you need to research, all right, and do your research. Don't just flip on a station. Don't just take one social media site as that's where you're going to get all your information. Unfortunately, we do that because it's easier. There's just too many choices out there. We don't know who's on. There's all these personalities, and they do their shows, and it just doesn't help. Okay, we just need some basic news. And now that we know that media is very biased, and so do your research. There are many articles and many journals, and there's podcasts and all that, and there's a lot to choose from. But do your research. Don't just pick somebody that agrees with you. You have to understand the other side. Okay, you have to understand, you know, I it hurts to listen when I see people, you know, talk about how, you know, when they say those horrible anti-Semitic things from the river to the sea. But I need to know what the other side is thinking and try to find out the root of where this BS is coming from. And people choose where they get their news from. They choose what to believe. And they will ignore other outlets. That's why we have to make sure that we as Americans come up with some way to get news that is non-biased. But people will say, well, you're covering Philly more than Chicago. There's bias there. I mean, you're just not going to win. But you should take breaks. You can't have news on all the time. Many of us work in places where the news is just on all the time. You can't do that. It's depressing. It's frustrating when you see what other humans are chanting and what other humans want and how, you know, people are supporting, you know, it's mind-boggling. When you see innocent stores getting robbed, when you see, when you see what's happening to this country, it's very, very depressing. You got to know about it. But that doesn't mean you have to be immersed, because if the world is going to hell, if we are going to be going into World War III, if we are going to be going into a civil war, right, you need to, one, prepare, but you also should be enjoying life a little bit. Okay? You know, you can't be inundated. I've had people who have called up saying, I'm so depressed because of the news. I go, turn it off. Watch Netflix or watch some shows. They're like, well, Meghan Markle's on Netflix. You don't have to watch Meghan Markle's Netflix show. I think she's cooking jam. That would depress anybody. Just, you know, take breaks, but make sure, for the love of God, you're educated on what the hell is going on around you, because there's some scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, this is going to be a little bit rated PG-13. You know what, maybe... this is not going to be something I want children to listen to, but it is something that is in the news, and I am going to have this also on Facebook Live in case you can't listen to it, but this is a topic that has been brought up, and it's something that we need to talk about on the show because I'm getting questions on it. So I'm going to set up my Facebook Live on this one, and, I apologize, I'm having trouble with this. Oh, come on. I apologize. Here's my thing. It's really hard to talk and text at the same time. And I'm doing that, and not to mention broadcasting, but I'm being honest with you guys, I'm not doing it while driving, but we are going to be talking about the Barbie dolling of genitalia, and this is something that we spoke a little bit about in the past, and apparently there is an article on somebody who underwent it, and when you guys hear this, you're going to be a little bit amazed, I apologize, I'm getting my Facebook Live here if it allows me to. Sometimes there's blocks on certain topics. Okay, hold on a second. Here we go. La, la, la. Okay. I know, you don't really have to look at me, but it allows people to get parts of the show that want to. So, if you are somebody with gender dysphoria, and you have true gender dysphoria, it's very, very challenging. You wake up, you look at your body, and you go, this isn't my body. This is not the body I'm supposed to be in. Individuals who have gender dysphoria need a lot of support. It's very challenging. And some, a certain percentage, choose to go through some modification. Well, you have some individuals who are getting a type of procedure that has been coined the Barbie doll procedure, where if you've ever looked under the skirt of a Barbie or taken off Ken's pants, the doll does not include descriptive organs. It's very kind of flat, right? That it's a doll. And there are clinics that will provide surgical procedures to allow males or females to have a flat genitalia appearance so they could be non-conforming or non-binary. And I have never had a patient with this, so I can't speak from experience. I've never done it. So I don't have a patient that can tell us about what it's like, but Daily Mail has a very interesting article talking about the Nullo procedure. Apparently people who have done are called smoothies. They are it's a surgical body modification that removes nipples, removes genitalia to have that smooth Barbie doll appearance. A clinic in California charges about $10,000 plus hospital fees. There are clinics in Mexico. I think there was one in Texas. And so there was a patient that had that done. The patient is non-binary, but I believe was born as a female. And she's from Florida. And she went to a Texas gender clinic that has been talked about in the news, pretty controversial, and has had a genital nullification surgery. External genitalia get removed, making it a smooth transition from the stomach to the groin. Now, when you do have this, you remove your ability to be fertile and to propagate. So a woman would get a hysterectomy also, and a male would lose his testes with this procedure. Consented, of course. There is a very small opening allowed for urine to exit. And, you know, when you look at how they shorten the urethra for a male, if they're removing the penis, then the urethra is going to be right there at that pelvic wall. Some patients might keep their clitoris to be able to enjoy sex. Others may not, and they might have that removed. For women, the vagina is sewn up, the vulva sewn up, and then either the clitoris stays or doesn't. In terms of men, the sensitive penis tissue is buried underneath the urethra, so they could still receive some sexual stimulation. When you look at this, you think it's barbaric. I don't know how individuals can come back from something like that. And it's a very permanent decision. It should never be done on a child. And with an adult, I am wondering what the pre-counseling involves. We don't have a lot of data of individuals who have gotten this done. Adrian, the patient from Florida who went to Texas to get their genital removal procedure called a Nullo, or a eunuch procedure, or a nullification procedure, there's different names that people are using, said that she went to the Crane Center, had gender dysphoria, and they opted for nullification. Why? Because they couldn't afford a phalloplasty, surgery to construct an artificial penis, or a metoidoplasty, which uses a hormonally enlarged clitoris as the body of the penis. Adrian said they had a desire to look as alien-esque as possible after expressing an interest to also remove their belly button. She was born female, began taking testosterone, and now is non-binary. So, you know, should this be done? There's other things they could do with one's penis. They could head split, they could cut the shaft, they could, you know, and should that be done? So, you know, I don't have a lot of experience in this because I don't have patients that have had this done. I've had patients that have gone through puberty blockers. I've had patients that have gone through hormonal suppression, and you know, it's been very mixed. Some of them reporting mood issues. I don't think it's very easy to take high doses of estrogen, and also they have to watch for blood clots. It's not as simple as some people make it sound. But we don't have a lot of individuals saying, yeah, I had the nullification procedure. We will probably get some data sets if more of these are being done. But I'm afraid that the majority of people are going to have regrets. And they're not going to be able to feel that they could discuss that regret. You know, having surgery, for those of you that have never had surgery, you're blessed. But having had multiple surgeries for an ovarian tumor, and then because they went through the belly button, I ended up getting a belly button hernia, so I had to have that surgery. And then the mesh was faulty, and then I had to get another surgery. And that, you know, when you start having multiple surgeries, and I had the hysterectomy, your body's not the same. And sometimes I regret, I mean, I had to get that tumor removed from my ovary years ago, but if I had done it differently, not that I really could have, I wouldn't have had all these subsequent surgeries. And you're not the same after surgery. I understand that some people get cosmetic surgery and they love their new breasts and they love their new body and they are, I am good, and, you know, it's fine. But there are other people that have never been the same. They have complication after complication after complication, and you can't go back. Now, if somebody gets breast implants, yeah, you could remove the implants, but the breasts will not look the same. Now, if somebody has liposuction, now the fat could still come back. But when you're talking about nullification procedures, this is something that is very, very permanent. And when you give informed consent, implied in that is you have given everybody all the data that you can for them to make an informed consent. I don't think we have enough data. Barbie doll genitalia has only been around for a few years. And to only have a small urethra, what happens to the bladder? Are you more prone to UTIs? Are you more prone to interstitial cystitis? Are you more prone to kidney infections? What about your prostate? You know, one thing about science is there's mechanisms of flow and physics that we don't understand. So when you think you remove one thing and that you don't understand that there's other ramifications. Somebody who loses a limb on a tour of duty, they're in severe pain and phantom pain. They think the organ's still there. Their brain still thinks the organ is still there. You know, you almost need to talk to amputees and get a full breadth of what you are, you know, going to endure. I understand women would have their breasts removed because of breast cancer. And so we do have a subset of data from people who got mastectomies. But to remove genitalia and alter the shape, we've had some people report that they've been miserable and have been in pain. So that's what's happening. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Pro-Palestinian protests have gotten out of hand at universities across the country. At least 45 pro-Palestinian protesters arrested at Yale University. At NYU, over 150. Columbia University instituted remote classes for a day and then extended that hybrid learning model through the end of the semester. Former President Trump's hush money trial, pretty uneventful on day one, ending early for Passover. The first witness, David Pecker from the National Enquirer, did take the stand. He is set to take it again today. A judge has declared a mistrial in the criminal case against 75-year-old Arizona rancher George Allen Kelly, who's accused of fatally shooting a migrant on his property near the U.S.-Mexico border. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know nobody really wants to say it, and I know it's kind of hard to find the right words, but I think the younger students, younger adult students, the students of today are not as, shall we say, educationally equipped as previous generations. And we are being told that many U.S. youths do not know how to read or write in cursive. And they are having issues with basic tasks. One woman from Monroe, Connecticut said her 20-year-old granddaughter struggles to sign a check. You have to be able to sign your name. Is it a hand-eye coordination issue? Or is it just you can't write? And New York Post has an interesting article. Should handwriting be taught in school? Debate rages as American IQs drop for the first time in decades. Now, I never took an IQ test. I mean, I took the SATs. I got a 1350 the first time, and then I got a 1450. I didn't take a class. I couldn't afford those Princeton Review classes, but you know, I had cramps the day I got the 1350, so I felt better when I got my 1450. I believe that's what happened, or maybe it was the opposite, but I knew I could do better, and I did. I never took an IQ test. I went to 12 schools, so maybe the IQ test was given at one school and when I was in two different grades for different for moving, I missed it. But educators are saying that these kids are struggling. And I've seen it. I've seen it in medical students. I've seen it in people where, I'm like, you don't know that? How do you not know that? Dr. Lori Karner, assistant superintendent for the Riverhead Central School District in New York, claims that she has encountered too many secondary students and employment candidates who cannot sign documents relative to their onboarding process. Now, there was a 2021 study by OnePoll, and a staggering 70% of Americans struggle to read their colleagues' handwriting. 45% claim they can't even make out their own handwriting. Now, that happened to me once. I was doing a disability exam for a patient, and I was writing notes, and I was writing quickly, and then I had to look back a few days later, and I'm like, what did I write? I have horrible handwriting. But I have horrible handwriting because I had to write and write and write all my orders and all my, and my hand got pretty tired and I got lazy, especially since I type really, really well. I type close to 100 words a minute. And so, but yeah, I should be able to write legibly and slowly if I have to, but my shorthand is chicken scratch. They say 30% of survey respondents said their ineligible handwriting would make them anxious about writing on a board in front of colleagues. Others have said signing important documents would be stressful without the ability to write in cursive. You can't write your name? I mean, mine's kind of a curlicue. It's kind of, you should be able to sign your name. Experts have blamed this trend on the rise of digital technology, according to New York Post. Teachers increasingly swap the pen out for keyboard in the classroom. And this proliferation of digital discourse is being blamed, resulted in lower IQs. Last year, scientists at the University of Oregon and Northwestern discovered that IQ scores had dropped sharply, which they chalked up to technology, decreasing attention spans, and negating the need to think deeply about subjects. I agree with them. I don't have to think to remember a phone number. A gate code. If I want to go and see somebody and there's a gate code and they've given it to me before, my mind erases it. It's almost like when you exit maybe our minds are acting kind of like computers where once you exit out of the page, it's done and you need to reopen the page. But if all you're using are computers, we're thinking our minds are going to be like computers where they know everything and they can pull up everything. Instead, it's this flip-on, flip-off type of thing that, no, I did not say wax on, wax off. Meanwhile, Professor Emerita of Education at the University of Calgary claimed that even five-year-olds are failing behind in the classroom with this IQ-swapping tech. A new study by Norwegian scientists found that penmanship boosts brain connectivity, particularly across regions responsible for learning and memory. This in part due to the fact is it's a fine motor skill rather than a simple point and swipe operation on the iPad or digital device. Now, I agree with this. When I teach students and tutor them and help them learn things, I tell them to not use these index card apps, to go and buy some index cards, and we're going to write it down. And you will, when you study, read your index card bullet points and memorize your index cards. And because you had to write it down, there might be more of a chance that it's going to be there on your memory. And I know there's all these apps and programs where you could test yourself online, but it's not the same. According to lead author Audrey Vandermeer of this study in Norway, Norwegian University of Science and Technology, they said when writing by hand, most of the brain is active. This requires the brain to communicate between its active parts, which in turn puts the brain in a state that helps both children and adults learn more and remember better. You know, it almost makes you wonder if we should be doing writing daily to exercise our mind. One such fantastic exercise is a crossword puzzle. I love it when I see older individuals do crossword puzzles. You need to think. You need to strategize. And you need to write. So, you know, for those of you worried about losing your memory, you know, get your blood pressure in control, your diabetes in control, your cholesterol in control, exercise, eat right. But yeah, maybe do some crossword puzzles. Write things down. Write a poem. The brain is like a muscle. It could atrophy. So education experts are urging schools to reintegrate cursive into the curriculums. Many education centers stopped teaching handwriting in 2010 with the Common Core State Standards Initiative. That prioritized math and reading over cursive as they felt it was irrelevant compared to typing when it came to applicable adult skills. According to this article, California and New York have passed new legislative bills requiring students age 6 to 12 to learn cursive. Democratic Assemblywoman Sharon Quirk Silva claimed that it was essential for students to not only be able to write cursive, but to read it. And so, you know, I understand that there are a lot of things that I did in school that might not necessarily be applicable, such as eating a sloppy Joe. I really don't get that. That was, the bread would be soggy. I didn't like sloppy Joe. I'm sorry, guys. I know some of you love sloppy Joes. I did not. I wasn't a big sloppy Joe person. But anyway, I understand there's a lot of things that are different these days, but we got to go back to the basics. If your computer is hacked, as I saw with medical students, they were calling me saying, I don't know how to write a sliding scale. I go, you don't know how to write it down, 0 to 100. And I start telling them, and they're like, no, because it was a button we pushed. Stop it with the buttons. Anything you push a button for, you should be able to know how to do and how to work. Same thing with an airplane. Wasn't there a case where the computer system crashed, and luckily there was a veteran pilot in the jump seat that could help manage the flight? You know, we have to always understand whether we go to electric cars, whether we use computers, whether we do tech. We have to be able to go back to old school. I know a lot of medications are locked up and it takes computer codes to get them. You know, if God forbid we have a major outage and you have a patient that needs epi, for the love of God, make sure that's accessible without a computer. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. Columbia University is now canceling all in-person class, going remote, because they cannot control the mob activity, the anti-Israel mob activity on campus, and keep students safe. As I had said a couple days ago, if a university cannot keep their students safe, they should close down, refund the money, let kids go to a place where they could study. And we're being told that parents are asking for their $66,000 a year tuition back, as remote learning is going to now cover through the rest of the semester. So the embattled president, Manoush Shafiq, announced that remote learning is going to remain in place. They had done it. They had tried it for one day, and I knew they were going to have to do it longer. And the college's 37,000 students are going to now be home until the end of the spring semester. It's Passover. There has been a lot of turmoil. A lot of the anti-Israel sentiment has, sparked demonstrations during Passover. And it's very frustrating to me that we are even seeing this. But this is actually, I hate to say this is a learning opportunity, but for those people who have lived with their head in the sand, and not thought that there was, this type of stuff going on, they can now see what their neighbors, what their classmates, what some of their colleagues think. And it's scary to think that anybody could be pro-Hamas based on what Hamas did October 7th, what it continues to do, how it suppresses and oppresses the people they rule in Palestine. And I don't understand why, if you really want to free Palestine from Hamas, allow them to elect officials who they want. They're not being run by Israel. They're being run by Hamas. And I don't understand why people don't know that. But now this turmoil is infecting American schools and American colleges such that students don't even feel safe. Students have been attacked. Students have been cornered. And so rabbis have said, look, stay home. Don't go. And for Columbia, a $66,000 a year school, come on. So no wonder parents are ticked. And, I talk a lot about the psychology of things. This show, as you know, it covers everything. We talk about everything, whether it's health, whether it's psychology, whether it's politics, whether it's education, whether it's sports, economy. But, I think this is a win for the mob mentality. When somebody wants to protest, right, and make their voice heard, all right. They could do it by being loud. They could do it by a boycott. They could do it by a peaceful sit-in. They could follow the great tutelage and learnings of Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Martin Luther King. Or they could be obstructive. They could be, sadly, riotous, harmful, vandalizing, littering, assaulting, and... it's a whole other topic on whether people understand what the true situation is in the Middle East or not. But that is never any justification for you on your home turf to hurt others, to prevent others from having their rights. Any student should have a right to be able to go to class. This is America. They paid for the class. They should be able to go to class. And it is on the university to have security and to be able to control situations that will offend, assault, discriminate, harass, and threaten their other students. The job of a school is to make sure not one student gets hurt. A job of a doctor is to make sure not one patient gets hurt. Hospitals are responsible for the security of their patients. If there's a fire, we have a protocol on what to do with people in the hospital. If there's a shooter, we are responsible for our patients. A school is responsible for their students. I think going to online classes is the move they have to take if they are overwhelmed and they don't know what the hell to do. And I guess part of the reason why they don't know what the hell to do is they don't know who to appease. They have donors from all sides. They want to appear. They are progressive and allowing freedom of speech, even though it's obvious that freedom of speech does not include threats, does not include calls for genocide, calls for the destruction of a country and the destruction of America. That it should be a slam dunk. And these universities don't know what to do. They've gotten themselves stuck in a conundrum. And so, we might really be seeing the fall of universities. Nobody's going to want to take loans or pay for an education that they can't get in full. It's not worth the money. If you could do online classes... And we're also starting to change the theory of you need to have a degree from a certain college to be successful. at this point now, whether your degree comes from Yale, whether it comes from UCSD, whether it comes from University of Nebraska, it's a degree. And, you know, maybe this is really the start. What we're starting to see in this decade is the fall of the university. And those who choreographed the whole COVID lockdown mandate thing probably didn't see the writing on the wall. We all did. How do you get people to go back to work? How do you get people to go back to school? If they could be sitting there with their dog and cat on their lap and playing video games with their friends while they're learning at the same time. And why would anybody want to go to campus if they could be shot by a school shooter like we saw at Uvalde, Texas? And why would anybody go to school if they're going to be assaulted or discriminated against or have this mob that they have to walk through? So, I'm not saying people should do school online. My experience in college was fantastic. I really wish everybody could have a good college experience, but it's not happening. And it's the way we're doing college is a mess. Look at how individuals who saved money or couldn't afford to go to college is now paying for other people to go to college with this student loan payback. We're doing it all wrong. And the word college and university is starting to leave bitter taste in people's mouths. And so if people want to protest and they want to feel they succeeded in shutting down the university, they succeeded in starting to tear down the university structure. They are not going to succeed in making Jews or individuals who are anti-Hamas. They're not going to succeed in making us scared and making us fearful. I mean, we're going to be Americans. We're going to live in America. We're going to still be. And these forces that want to cause mayhem, want to cause chaos, want to cause destruction, it's going to come around to them. And so let them have their win. Let them march on an empty campus. But if these campuses can't control and can't make the college experience what it really should be about, people learning, people growing, people experiencing, not drugs or sex, but, experiencing, real life, interning, running for office, managing clubs, managing events. If that college experience doesn't exist and it's just about taking a course online, there will be no reason to have campuses anymore. People could save tens of thousands of dollars and taxpayers won't have to pay back student loans. And then we could free up cops and security who have to be protecting against shootings to be used at other institutions. So that's breaking news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.